Welcome to Growing Hope with Catherine Lang, the show that focuses on the power of hope and the strength that grows up when standing on a foundation of possibility. This is Growing Hope, where we are gathering the keys for unlocking hearts open to pursue the extraordinary. And now, here's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello and welcome to Growing Hope, where we are sharing tips that will build a foundation of possibility. I am Catherine Lang and I am the resident encourager extraordinaire because I believe in your possibilities and I know that you have a unique purpose and I dare to challenge you and me to walk it out. I have a path to walk and I'm going to get there. I wrote out where I'm going on my whiteboard of world domination. And if you don't have a whiteboard of world domination, you need a whiteboard of world domination. I'm plotting out my days. I'm reviewing my process to hold me accountable. And I'm using my focus folder for that purpose. Now, if you want to see either of these, the whiteboard of world domination or the focus folder, you can find them over at my website, www.catherinelang.com. But I do believe everyone needs this kind of accountability and this kind of focus. The whiteboard of world domination covers half of my closet door and it is a daily reminder of where I'm going. Without it, I end up distracted and discouraged or off in a ditch somewhere. It reminds me of a time when I was driving in Birmingham, Alabama. I just received my driver's license. I'd received it on Wednesday. This was a Friday, and I headed to the big city with a good friend of mine. We were going to a youth conference. Now, my brother, my older brother, and his friends were tasked with making sure, escorting us all the way to the church so that we got there safely. But they had different plans. They were headed to a Loverboy concert a few blocks away from the church. So they got us to the church, and they left us there with my mom's car. But it turned out that they left us at the wrong church. So for the next 2 hours, in the dark, without a phone, my friend and I drove all around these one-way streets trying desperately to find the church where we were supposed to be. We didn't have a map, and there was no GPS at the time. It was not the only time we got lost that weekend, because our fiasco just getting to the church was so bad. They drew us a detailed map that would get us to our host home, where we would be spending the night. Now, it would have been a 20-minute drive for someone who knew the area and was familiar with driving on interstates. I was neither of those people. We were inexperienced, it was still dark, and I stayed completely off balance. By the end of the weekend, we had put 450 miles on my mom's car. We started the trip without a map, but even after we got the map, we were not settled enough in our own experiences to make use of the map properly. We wasted a lot of time that weekend. We wasted a lot of resources, and we put a lot of miles on the car trying to do something that we weren't confident in. Not too long ago, I realized I was driving through my life in much the same way. I had started out with my map, or actually I started out with no map, and then I got my map, my whiteboard of world domination, and I got my focus folder. But even with these great tools, I didn't have the confidence or the courage to truly utilize what I had. If you want to live a life of bold purpose, then you have to find the courage to dare enough to step out into your possibilities. You can, if you will. Attitude can make the difference. I used to teach ballroom dancing. I was encouraged to go along with the old saying, you know, fake it until you make it. The head teacher of my studio explained that if I acted like I knew what I was doing on the dance floor, if I kept my smile and I kept my focus, then my students wouldn't notice my feet. He was teaching me to have confidence in my dance ability. I have a friend that hates that saying. She says you need to hone it until you own it. The old saying makes her think of someone that's not real, that's not genuine. But I love the image she crafted as well, because it requires constant revision and action. The right attitude for the journey into my big dream goal will take it all. First, I need to fake it. I need to dream about the possible so that I can believe the impossible can be my reality. Next, I need to make it. I have to take the steps necessary to breathe life into those dreams. I have to feed it into my heart and into my mind until it becomes part of me. Third, I need to hone it. I need to keep tweaking the steps I'm taking by recording those steps, writing them down, reviewing them. Fourth, I need to own it. I need to make it my own uniqueness because I am unique and there's no one else that's going to do it the way I'm going to do it. I have to find the way that works for me. So finally, I need to start now because now's the only time I have to work with. I need to put it into action. Nobody else will do it for me. Trust me. I've tried to get them to do it for me. It's not happening. If I want my big dream goals to be my reality, then I'm going to have to go out there and I'm going to have to get the things, the opportunities, the steps that I need in order to make my dreams a reality. If I'm going to go out there and I'm going to get them, then I have to believe them so much that nobody and nothing can convince me to stop. It is hard to do the unusual. I've never done it that way before. It's not the way most people do it. When I'm moving into something unusual and unordinary, the world comes at me and tells me to stop. I have to be like I did on that dance floor. I have to just smile big and think and act like I know what I'm doing. If I smile big and think and act like I know what I'm doing, then I begin to move into that reality of not only knowing what I'm doing, but doing it. So yes, I do have to fake it until I make it, and I have to hone it until I own it, and I have to start right now if I'm going to get there. I can have my big dream goals if I make a point and make a way to pursue it. It starts with me. And in truth, it finishes with me. And the in-between is me as well. It turns out that all I need is to do what I need to do in order to be what I need to be. And it can all be done by me. I don't always want to do what needs to be done. I don't always feel like it. Sometimes it's because I'm physically sick. Like those days when a migraine actually wakes me up. And sometimes it's just an emotional heaviness. I call these the I don't want. No matter where the drive not to do comes from, it's hard for me to focus on what's right in front of me on those days. I definitely don't have what is necessary to take the next step. But I still have to step. If I'm going to reach my big dream goals, then I have to take one step after the other. Stepping is the only way I can get there. I just had an image of the Mother May I game. I don't know if you played this when you were younger, but some of the steps we were allowed to take were giant steps. And sometimes the person leading the game would let us take leaps. And sometimes the steps were so small that they were barely perceptible. You could just barely tell that you even moved, much less could anybody else tell. But as long as we were moving forward, we had a chance to win. And the great thing about this journey is that I'm the only one that can win my journey. Nobody else can win my journey because it's mine. As long as I'm moving forward, I am in position to win. So on days when things aren't going right, I may have to take some of those barely perceptible steps. But I do have to step. And stepping like that often requires that I completely and totally fake my enthusiasm or my excitement. See, I have to fake the boldness, fake the courage, fake the focus, fake the enthusiasm, and sometimes even kind of fake the step. I've always been one that could live in a dream world. I created elaborate stories fed from the creative minds of folks like C.S. Lewis and other artists. I confess that I have never outgrown the ability to dream. This is what I mean when I say fake it. Invest in the dreaming so that you begin to live it out. So I fake the boldness. I never let them see me sweat. That's the saying I grew up hearing. If they know you're scared or worried, then they will pounce every single time. I may not be 100% certain of my next step, but I need to look like I am 100% certain. I need to stand up straight and speak with a strong voice and make eye contact, sometimes just to the person staring back at me from the mirror. I have to fake the courage. The first time I jumped off a bridge, okay, I know how that sounds, but believe me. The bridge was no taller than the diving board. That bridge wasn't anyway, but I remember my heart pounding in my chest. If I had taken the time to think about it, then I probably would never have even gone up there, much less actually jumped. But I was determined to look brave, so I pretended I was brave, and because I was pretending to be brave, I was able to do something I would have never been able to do on my own. I have to fake the focus. I don't have all the answers, but you might never know it if you talk to me, especially if you're my husband. I fake my focus some days. That doesn't mean that I don't just wander around all willy-nilly some days. Instead, it means that I may not know exactly where I'm going, but I know in what general direction I need to move. And so I fake the focus well enough to get me moving in that general direction. And I fake the enthusiasm. Feelings want to be the driving force of my journey on most days. I need to be excited about what I'm doing or happy in the doing. But I don't, and I won't, even when I know that that feeling is necessary to move me forward. When I don't feel it, that's when I have to fake it. I just smile. And the more I fake my enthusiasm, the more I build up that very enthusiasm that I have been faking. They say that a smile is contagious, and it is contagious not only to the people that I encounter, but in me as well. And finally, I fake the step. If you look like you know what you're doing, the people around you, and self included, will begin to recognize that maybe you do know what you're doing. I remember stepping out in front of the audience in my first professional ballroom dance routine. Keep smiling and never stop. That's what he told me. That's pretty much all he told me. Those were the words of wisdom that my instructor gave me. Because if you look like you know what you're doing, then people that don't know any better will think you know what you're doing. So even if you mess up, keep on dancing. I have a good friend that hates the idea of fake it because it brings up to her an image of being phony. I get that. But I'm not using fake in that way. I'm using it in a completely different manner. I'm using it to remind me to dream and to pretend and to take action in that dream world. I looked up fake in the dictionary using the Webster's 1828 dictionary, and it turns out that fake has to do with the coil of a rope. It's a single turn. That image inspired me because that's what I'm doing. I'm using a single turn of action to get things done in my life. I am taking all that I am learning and all that I am doing and all that I am and putting them together to do what I need to do in order to push me closer to where I want to go. I am faking it, taking a single turn to become all that I am uniquely designed to be. Faking is not about being phony, but about welling up in me the potential to become all that I'm supposed to become. It is about giving life into the big dream goals that I have fancied in my head and even plastered on my wall so that I can pursue them in my life. Faking it is real and bold and purposeful in this manner. I am uniquely designed on purpose and for a purpose. And even when I know that purpose, I still sometimes feel like I can't walk it out. Or maybe I'm scared about what others are going to say when I do take a step. Or maybe I'm worried that I might fall on my face. I could keep listing the doubts that try to surface when I ponder this journey or when I lift my foot to take the next step. The funny part for me is that I already know that people are going to talk about me. The world can't accept or understand things that do not fit into its predetermined, ordinary, and acceptable. Even if what is different is successful, it still can't be right because it's not ordinary. When I'm walking out my unique path, it can be scary because unique means it has never been done that way before, and that means that nobody else is walking it with me. I may not always feel like I'm equipped or talented enough or even the right choice, but if I have the big dream goal in my heart, then I sometimes have to fake everything else to take that next step because that big dream goal, that big dream lives in me for a reason. There are a number of stories in Scripture that I think of when I think about fake it. And it starts with Gideon. I mean, here's a guy that is so scared of the enemy, he's hiding in a wine press trying to thresh the wheat. He's using something that is not designed for the purpose just so he won't be seen by others. And the angel of the Lord appears and calls this hiding man a warrior. It turns out the angel of the Lord was right. Gideon does what he is led to do, sometimes despite not being sure of what he's doing. Or there's Peter, a loudmouth, opinionated fisherman. He once rebuked Jesus. He was so full of his own abilities and righteousness. And when push came to shove, what did Peter do? He lied and he hid because he was afraid. I can't help but wonder if on that day of Pentecost, Peter stood up in front of the crowd and just faked the boldness of those first few sentences. He had stumbled. He had fallen flat on his face. Others had seen it happen. And I have no doubt in my mind that there were doubts in his. But he spoke anyway. Or how about David, the youngest of a slew of brothers and relegated to the dirty jobs? He was so unimportant that they didn't even call him into the house for the big family gatherings. But God picked him to be the king of the nation. Something tells me, well, Scripture kind of shows me, that David didn't jump into that calling. Reading through the Psalms shows the struggles and the trials that he went through, but David still picked up a stone to take on a giant, and he still stood firm against those that were trying to kill him because of his calling. See, I don't fake it to fool you. I fake it to encourage me, to build me up in my true place of true boldness. I fake the courage, the boldness, the enthusiasm, the focus, so that I'm in position to take that next step towards my big dream goals. I'm not faking you out. I'm faking me out. I'm convincing me that I can because I can. It's in me now. I have the ability to step into all that I'm called to step out into, or I wouldn't be called to step out into it. But I have to be positioned to do it, and that's what faking it does for me. It begins to position me to step into all that I am designed and called to be. Each and every one of us has a unique design and a unique purpose, and each and every one of us will struggle at times to walk it out. When I get to that place of struggle, I can stop. But as long as I continue to stop, I will never reach the goals that I desire. When I get to that place of struggle, I can just pretend that I'm not there. I can step out on the stage as whatever character I need to step out on and be that character until I fulfill my own place and purpose and design. I just start walking until I begin to become. For me, it's not about doing something outside of the rules and regulations that's been set up for me in Scripture and even in society. It is about convincing myself, the person staring at me back from the mirror, that I have it in me to be all that I'm called to be. Because sometimes I need to be convinced. Sometimes I need to be reminded. Sometimes I need to be faked out so that I can make it into the design that I'm called to fulfill. I am Catherine Lang, and I am your Hopesmith extraordinaire, because every day holds a promise of more, and every action contains the power of possibility. It's not about what the world says or even what the world shows. The strength of hope and encouragement will and does push through the limits and the walls of this world. My prayer is, and always will be, that the words I share are helping establish foundations of hope that will shatter the delusions of the world around us. Remember, be blessed, and be a blessing.
You have been listening to Growing Hope with Catherine Lang. Join Catherine back here to unlock thoughts and ideas for growing up possibilities and giving wings to the hope for life. Visit Catherine's website, www.catherinelang.com, to learn more about her writing or to sign up to work with her. Catherine offers individual, group, and corporate coaching to jumpstart your journey to success. You can find more shared encouragement and inspiration through the Quote of the Day and the Moment of Hope broadcast. You can also find Catherine around social media to connect and engage and grow up relationships that will foster this journey of acceptance, hope, and possibility. On Facebook, look for The Catherine C. Lang. On Twitter, use @CatherineC. Lang. On YouTube, you'll find her at The Catherine C. Lang. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope, planted and nurtured, will grow up into a world of possibilities.